From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. An investigator working for the Alaska legislature has concluded that Governor Sarah Palin abused her power, in his words, in the Troopergate affair. This long-awaited and politically controversial report has just come out, and NPR's Martin Kosty has been following the story, and he joins us. Martin, in what way does the report say Governor Palin abused her power?
Well, Robert, stepping back a little for those who haven't been following this as assiduously as some political junkies might be, this is all about Sarah Palin's ex-brother-in-law, who is a state trooper. And the question that this investigation has been trying to answer is whether she tried to get him fired after a very messy divorce with her sister, and whether she perhaps used her office to do so. A lot of this centers on the whole question of whether her public safety commissioner, when he was fired in July, was fired in part because of his reluctance to fire this ex-brother-in-law. So this investigation has been talking to staff members. It got an affidavit from Todd Palin, the governor's husband, because apparently he had put in a lot of time into convincing state officials that this state trooper was not a very good trooper and perhaps deserved to be fired. And in fact, this state trooper does not have a stellar record by any stretch of the imagination. So this investigation has been trying to separate the personal from the public, and the conclusion is that the governor did abuse her power because it violated the spirit and the letter of an Alaska statute that says you may not use public office for personal benefit.
Yeah, the investigation, as I understand this, was trying to find out whether Palin fired her public safety commissioner for the private reason that he wouldn't fire her ex-brother-in-law. Does
exactly.
it say that was the reason or the only reason that she fired him?
That's a great point that especially the people in the McCain-Palin campaign talk about a lot. This is officially an investigation about why this public safety commissioner was fired, and the conclusion is that he was not fired solely for this reason. This investigator concluded that that was a contributing factor, but that he was fired for perhaps other reasons as well, and at the end of the day, that the governor was well within her rights to fire this public safety commissioner.
Now, of course, the only reason that we're talking about this beyond Juneau and Anchorage is that Sarah Palin is the Republican nominee for vice president. When she was picked for the ticket, people noted there's this investigation of her into what they call Troopergate in Alaska. And at that time, it seemed as though Governor Palin had signed on to this very legislative investigation. Since then, the question has been raised, is it really objective? What do people there say?
That's the great fight here, because as you point out, this was well underway before she was the running mate. She had said, hold me accountable in July when the legislature authorized this investigation, and that all changed after she was picked. And there are a lot of problems with this investigation from the McCain point of view here. He's got a good team in Anchorage, and they've been very consistently and energetically pointing out some of the appearances of conflict of interest here. The fact that a Democratic state legislator, a Democratic state senator, is the manager of the investigation, not the investigator himself, but the manager, and that this state senator had at one point told the press that he thought this investigation would damage Sarah Palin politically. So they point to these appearances of conflict of interest. They say the governor is very, very willing to go along with another kind of investigation by a state ethics board, that this particular legislative procedure is just too politicized.
But the investigator who found that Governor Palin did abuse her power is a former prosecutor, but this has no prosecutorial weight, what he's done here.
No, this is a legislative investigation. It's comparable to when Congress holds hearings into matters it wants to settle. This may someday have a bearing on some rule in Alaska about how people can get fired, but really the upshot of this, the consequences of this, will be political.
NPR's Martin Kosty. Thanks a lot, Martin.
You're welcome.